And you put your head on a
pillow.
A thing made of patchwork.
It's called a quilt.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor that children...
Call it.
If you expect a big yield from that field, it's because the soil is very...
Rich.
Or...
Productive.
The flat lowland along the stream is called...
Bottomland.
And a field that might be good for nothing other than just raising grass.
Oh, maybe pasture? Is that what you're wanting me to say? For a pasture?
If that's uh-huh. what you call mm-hmm. it, yeah. Suppose there was land that had water standing in it for a good part of the time. What would you call that?
Swamp.
The place where salt hay grows along the sea?
I don't know.
Some of these questions come from other parts,
mm-hmm.
Where mm-hmm. we wouldn't know that. What different kinds of soil do you have in the field?
Like clay, or rich soil, or some that's packy, and I don't know anything else. I mean, of course, around here we are very familiar with clay, red clay, you know. Uh-huh. But then there are some spots that are very rich or better soil.
To make your soil better, what do you put
fertilizer.
On?
Fertilizer.
Suppose you had land that was kind of swampy and you wanted to cultivate it, what would you do to get the water
You'd
off?
Have to drain it.
What would you call the thing you dug to get the water off?
Well, probably a bulldozer.
And you would use a bulldozer to dig a...
A trench, uh-huh, or a ditch, or... drainage, drain ditch, whatever you need to be.
A deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods or in a field would be a...
Creek or canal or... You mean a permanent one? I mean, one that's natural or something that somebody would cut in?
A natural.
Would be a creek more than anything else.
If there had been a very heavy rain and the rain had cut out a channel somewhere in a road or a field, what would you call that?
Gully or ditch.
Mm-hmm. You said creek. Could you tell me other bodies of water like that, either larger or smaller?
Well, there would be a canal. Most of the time a canal is man-made, though. It would cut out for definite drainage in the lower lands, And then, of course, there would be small rivers, and there's ponds that they dig out to make a definite pond, which is man-made, too, most of the time. And then there's springs that will make a little trickle of water, running from them.
Do you, what about something very large?
River.
Could you name the rivers and creeks and streams around here?
Part of maybe. Of course, the Tennessee River is over not very far, and the Mississippi River is not very far the other way. Uh-huh. And then there's the Hatchie River, and then there's Mud Creek and Snake Creek and Lick Creek. and there's many more, but I don't know what the names of them all are now.
Are there any that are especially famous or especially popular?
Well, the rivers both are very popular. Of course, when the Tennessee River, the area we know is around Pickwick Lake, and everything, and it's a resort area, and it's very popular.
Is that in this county?
It's not in this county, but it's not very far from here, about 30 miles.
Yeah. What do you call a very small rise in the land?
A hill.
Have you...